Well, Jim, this morning we are going to talk a little bit about something that we really haven't done in several years. We're going to have an open house here this month on the 26th of October.
And Reverend Kaiser, we used to do open house every year for as long as I've been at Haven of Rest, and I'm sure many years before that as well. And yeah, COVID was obviously a huge disruption, but we're excited to open our doors once again to the community and really allow folks to experience Haven of Rest for themselves in a way that you can't truly understand if you've only maybe received a letter or looked at our website. So we're very excited about this upcoming open house.
Well, you know, Jim, this is really, if we talk about this, it's been on our radar for a little bit. And as you mentioned, COVID really kind of put things on a stop there. And so we are really looking forward to this open house. Now, the time is going to be a little bit different for October 26th. It's going to be from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And this will give an opportunity of family, individuals, businesses, churches, people that have heard about the Haven of Rest, or even if they've been here at the Haven of Rest Ministries, to bring people in to get a tour of what's been going on here at the mission.
And Reverend Kaiser, that's you brought up a great point. There's so many people that believe in what God's doing at Haven of Rest, and they may have faithfully supported Haven of Rest because maybe they heard Reverend Thomas or you, Reverend Kaiser, come to their church and mm-hmm. share, or maybe there was some kind of a connection, maybe volunteering. And I know a lot of people who have volunteered, but they only got to see maybe one part of the mission.
Yes.
Or maybe they dropped off clothes and they're real familiar with that drop-off area, but they don't kind of know what goes on in the rest of the building. And that could be businesses, just like you mentioned, all these different groups that God's put on their heart to really support the work that goes on here. And Reverend Kaiser, if we could, I just love talking about the idea of walking through each building.
Yes.
Because seeing it for yourself, I've given a lot of tours through the years, and it's just a radically different experience to see the scope of what God's doing here for yourself as opposed to just hearing about it.
Well, you know, Jim, when we think of COVID, one of the projects that we were just finishing up at the end of 2019 and the beginning of 2020 was the renovation of our men's long-term conqueror program. And when that was completed, we had COVID. And so this will be one of the areas of many areas in regards to the renovation that has taken place here. You know, I go back into 2019 when we were doing that major renovation for the long-term program, tearing out carpets, painting walls, you know, redoing all the rooms upstairs. It was a big project, but there's a lot of people that have supported that, but they haven't had the opportunity to come down and see just one of the many renovations that have happened here at the mission.
Reverend Kaiser, that particular one is beautiful, like just a major update to a space that was, before that, as old as the building. It was almost 50 years old, and it hadn't been renovated up to that point. So just to see, it had some cosmetic things through the years, but to really totally transform that space, and that's a space that's dedicated to the guest, to the person that's coming in for help. And I think that's something that people will catch as they walk through Haven of Rest. One of our core values is excellence.
Yes.
We want this place to be an example and to be top-notch. But it's not just for us or to shout accolades. It's because it's there to serve people coming in off the street. And when they come in, they see, okay, I'm in a bad situation, but I don't have to. It doesn't mean that the place I go to is run down or broken down or scary, but no, this is a well-run place that's well-maintained, and it's done that way so that Christ could be clearly proclaimed and that we could meet the people's needs that come through our doors, again, with excellence. And I would hope as people would kind of even hear us talking on the radio today, they would catch that and say, you know what, I want to see it for myself.
Yes.
I want to see not just how it looks, but all that God's doing at Haven of Rest.
Yes. And so in saying that, Jim, there's a lot of things I'd like to talk about, but the renovation of the Conquerors program, which is the long-term residential program, is one phase. We have another phase. I'd like you to talk a little bit more about it because the kitchen project, that was just completed about a year ago, a little bit over a year ago. But that was another big project. Our dining room was changed. So why don't you talk a little bit about this? And this is some of the things that we've written about, we've talked about, but to actually come down and see, it just creates a different picture.
Yeah, so Reverend Kaiser, the dining room, you mentioned it. There was the old dining room actually had a few little features that were, maybe quirky we could call them, but they were endearing.
Mm-hmm.
Back when the building was designed, they decided we should have a shuffleboard court in
yes.
the middle of the dining room. And I've never personally seen it used as shuffleboard. It was just always kind of there. We would laugh about it, but it was just funny.
Uh-huh.
But we redid that whole space. The chairs that were in that room they served us well.
Yes, they did.
They were kind of like a teal color,
mm-hmm.
a harder miss when you walk in. But they showed their age, and we were able to totally redo the entire floor. So somewhere lovingly hidden underneath the floor right now is a shuffleboard court. new tables, new chairs, the kitchen itself dramatically transformed and updated. All new equipment. Again, something that's directly dedicated to the experience of someone coming in off the street, that it would be something where they are loved and welcomed. The dining room is updated, the food, the prep, all the equipment, everything is updated. And we're excited to be able to show that to the community. And like you said, that's just one of the improvements that we've
yes.
been working on for our guests. We have another one that'll be, it's probably about 60% done, I would
yes.
say. We were updating our freezers and coolers
mm-hmm.
So that we can be good stewards. That's another one of our core values is stewardship. We want to be great stewards of the gifts that people bring in. So that food that people donate, we want to be able to process that well and get that back out to our guests and to the community and those who need it. So we were able to update those spaces. Shortly after the open house, we'll be updating where people drive up and drop off their clothing donations. So there's so much that God's allowed for us to do so that we can continue to do this work that God's called us to, and to serve the people, our friends and neighbors in our community that he's brought to our door, and serve them well.
Well, you know, Jim, I think we're trying to take care of what God has entrusted us to, and whether it's the guests that are coming through, whether the buildings, bringing things updated, new showers. These are all part kitchen facilities. When we talk about the kitchen, the efficiency of how they cook food with the ovens that they have now that were updated, it's just all benefit. The goal is to benefit all our guests. Now, Jim, I want to just push this date out one more time. This open house at the Haven Rest Ministries is October 26th. It's from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock during that day. We will have our staff, and they will take our guests that come in for that day on a nice tour, probably starting at the Mission Building, maybe going to Harvest Home, and then going to the Client Service Center. But Jim, you as well as I know, to see the people face-to-face to come into the Mission and not only get to talk about the Haven of Rest, there's a lot of people that come in and have stories of whether the Mission helped them or somebody in their family, and it's always nice to hear these stories.
Absolutely, Reverend Kaiser. I've been on many a tour where someone shared, you know, when I've heard it more than once. When I was a kid, I stayed at Harvest Home with my mom. There's been others who said, you know, I had a brother or I had a family member who they had a hard time, and they stayed at Haven of Rest, and it totally changed their whole life. So that's one of the joys of being here is we don't always get to hear the other side of it, and so we do appreciate that as well. But I also think, Reverend Kaiser, boy, we didn't even mention Harvest Homes had some major updates as well.
Absolutely.
And we've mentioned these on the radio, but when you kind of get the scope of it, you know, they had new turf put in on their playground area for a safe surface for the kids. They've had new flooring put in their rec room. These are things that we would love to share with the community. And as people hear all this, you're thinking, wow, there's a lot that's been going on at Haven of Rest. Mm-hmm. And this is in the midst of serving our guests every day. And that's one of those things where you just have to come down and see it. And we would just love to have folks that are listening on the radio today and those you know that maybe didn't hear the broadcast, let them know Haven of Rest is having an open house and we should get down there and check it out.
And Jim, you know, being open 24/7, 24 hours, 7 days a week, we have a lot of people that come in and they just might walk in and say hi. This will be just, and this isn't the only time that they have to come. I mean, we're just allocating this day as an open house. It's been, I mean, if we go back to 2019, Jim, we're looking at several years here since we had an open house. And like we mentioned earlier, the reason was because of COVID. Everybody was at that time shelter in. We remember that term. There's a lot of terms I still remember during COVID. But I think it's a good time. In October, we usually hold this in November, but we thought October would be a nice time. It's fall. Maybe the leaves will still be changing, and we're praying that it will be just a great experience for the people that want to come down to enjoy maybe 40 minutes, maybe an hour, depending on the questions that they ask. We can get people through in a half an hour. We can get people through in 40 minutes, and even if it takes a little bit longer, up to an hour.
Reverend Kaiser, I think one of the things that our listeners, if they decide to come in for the open house, would be blessed by is we talk on the radio, and we really try to do our best to bring in a lot of different folks that are sharing different aspects of the ministry. But when you walk through yourself, I can tell you tour after tour after tour, by the end, people say, I had no idea that you did all these different things for folks that come through here. And I really feel that it's something that has to be seen and experienced to really understand. And God has such a way of grabbing hold of hearts and helping people see the vision for helping our friends and neighbors that are struggling with homelessness and addiction and mental health issues, and how Haven of Rest gets to be that stopgap that God's put here in our community.
Well, you know, Jim, you mentioned a great point, you know, coming to see the Haven of Rest. I mean, 26 years ago, maybe 20-some years for you, Jim, I didn't know the full scope either. So when you come in, I mean, your first thought is, yes, helping people that need help, you know, lodging, feeding, clothing, you know, all that. But it goes way beyond that with our education or career development. There's just a lot of programs and services that are offered here that it will give, I believe, our guest just a bigger view of, hey, Haven of Rest does more than this and this. It does all this as well. So in saying all that, David John, who is our coordinator over this, if they would like to call in, they can always call our mission number at 330-535-1563. Ask for David John, and you don't need it. You do not need to make a reservation. You can just come in. But if you would like to make a reservation, maybe there's a group maybe there's a business and they have a large group and they say, hey, we're going to be down and we're going to be around this time. That would be wonderful for that. When they come down, they will be greeted by staff, myself, the development team, and then we will, the process will be after that. They will go on a nice tour of the ministry and get to see all the good things that are happening at the Haven of Rest Ministries and seeing how the family that supports the mission to see what actually is happening here at our facility. So it will be an exciting day.
And Reverend Kaiser, I think what a great note to kind of wrap up our radio broadcast is that this is also a chance for us to show the community. This is how you've put your trust in us. You've given us your dollars. You've prayed for us as a ministry. You've given us clothing and food. And we want to show you how we're using it to bless those in the community. So we would just love to have people come down.
Yes. So as we close here, Jim, we are looking forward to this. A lot of planning's already taken place. As they end the tour, they'll end up over the clothing donation center. There'll be some refreshments there to people they can talk to. But as we close, I'd like to give the information one more time. This is October 26th. It's from 1 to 5. If you'd like to call to find out more information about it, you can call 330-535-1563. David John is the person you like to talk to. And if you can't get a hold of him, there will be definitely somebody else here at the mission that will be able to answer any questions that you have. So once again, we are looking forward to this special day.